From David Van Dyke, let's have a chat to Kelly Schweder, whose own stable's been in ripping form in recent weeks up north. Hello, Kelly, you well?
Yeah, mate, yeah, good.
You've got a few entered on the weekend as well, and there's an ex-Kiwi horse that has been in sensational form since coming across and joining your stable 12 months ago that goes around in the Caloundra Cup called London Banker. It's been an inspired move bringing this horse to your stable in Queensland.
Yeah, well, he's owned here by Ron and Junie Wallace, and, you know, Roger done a good job with it. He did win three in a row over there, but I don't think the prize money was that flash, so he decided to bring him over here.
And he was bashing up the locals this time last year, and he's taken the step up 12 months later, culminating with his Tats Cup win last start, the Group 3 event. Is he continuing to improve? He's a six-year-old Tavistock. Is there more improvement left?
Oh, look, he can run a trip. That's probably the beauty of him. And we won four in a row with him last time, and it wasn't a Magic Millions. So not many plans come off with racehorses, but we did plan to give him a good break because it was just at an awkward time last year. So we had sort of, about 10 weeks off or something like that, 3 months, and took him a little while to hit his strap. But we did plan the Tats Cup and the Caloundra Cup. So we won one of them, and he's backed up and won before, so we don't think that's an issue. The only thing I haven't allowed for is that they are tipping rain on Friday and Saturday. So he has run okay in New Zealand. He ran fourth on a heavy track over there, and he ran fifth on a soft six here to Yonkers, I think, in one of the races before the carnival. So, look, he ticked all the boxes. Just wouldn't like a heavy 10 or something, but he'll probably have a break after this.
Yeah, I was going to say he's had 5 on the soft and 2 on the heavy, and he's yet to run a place. So you want it on top of the ground on Saturday. Is he related to El Segundo?
Not sure.
Palos de Lago. I wondered if there was some relation with the family. There's something sticks in my mind. So London Banker's going to be hard to beat. And then in the same ownership group, you've got Majestic Colour, which goes around in the Winks. And this is a So You Think 3-year-old gelding who's only had 5 starts for 3 wins and a second, so obviously has a lot of promise.
Yeah, look, he's a typical So You Think. He's a big, tall, sort of gelding. Done well this campaign. He's won 3 in a row, and under no illusion, it's a big step up on Saturday. But he's one that can handle the wet. If that was the rain, he's won on a heavy 10 with 59, won pretty well. So might be like 1,800 up there the mile. I'm sure he'll run 1,800 or 2,000. They've been pretty patient with him, the Wannells family. So, look, it just sort of lets you know where he's at, you know. If he could run in the top 4, well, I think he's on target to be a reasonable handy horse later on down the track.
The Wannells family, we see their colours a fair bit. Have you got a few horses for them?
Yeah, I've trained for them off and on probably 20 years. Yeah, I'd probably have 8 or 10 for them.
Well, it could be a good day for them with their colours in 2 of the features. Who else have you got running on Saturday? You've got a few entered, but I see there's a couple also going to be running today.
Yeah, 2 of them are running today. Acrobatic and Petunia, mainly because of the wet weather that is predicted. They're better on top of the ground. Look, I've got Kazrock in. She has won on a heavy track. She won by 6 on a heavy 10. She might go around. There is a little bit softer race at Kilcoy, and she's a cutest filly the following day on Sunday. And wet track out there, and she's a cutest, so she gets about 26, 27 better than the winner out there. So pretty strong race at Caloundra. But if it happened to be a heavy 10, I might run her.
Okay. I've got to ask you today then. You've got 4 in. Have we got a winner at Eagle Farm?
Look, I'm having something each way. I don't. It's at 10 to 1. Well, I think she'll run quite well.
It's race 3, number 10, Adonis. There's a nice little each-way push there. You've been a proud Queenslander, obviously, Kelly, in racing up there for a long time. How do you see the state of racing? There's been some big announcements, free prize money and the introduction of new races. Is this almost the best that Queensland racing has been?
They're heading in. Well, you've got to be positive, I suppose. We do know our prize money to lift. It's all about prize money. Without prize money, we fall behind. As soon as we get a bit of a lift, but then we look at New South Wales and Victoria and say, oh, shit, we're running a bad third. But, as long as it just keeps going up, we've got to get our midweek prize money up and even our Saturdays, because just everything, price of everything has gone through the roof, as you know.
Yeah. Is it making it tougher? Like, I'd imagine the feeds are going up. Are you having to put training fees up as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, definitely have to. Yeah, everything's gone up. Staff, really hard to get staff at the moment, mate. I've never seen it as bad. I've been in racing 50 years. I've never seen it as bad.
Really?
Yep. When we're
here in cold old Melbourne, we think it might be easier to get people to work in a nicer, warmer climate up there, but it's just as hard in the racing industry.
Yeah, 100%. I think in Australia wide, we're having troubles getting not only in racing everywhere getting staff. I'm not sure why. They're getting pretty good money, but I'm a bit above my pay grade. That.
How many horses have you got at the moment, Kelly?
Yeah, we're full all the time. We have 48 in work. Probably work, 45, 46, something like that some days. But, full all the time. So we're going okay to that department.
Well, fingers crossed you can get a few winners on the weekend and get this 10-1 pop home for us all, Idonis. Race 3 at Eagle Farm today. Best of luck, Kelly.
Thanks, Frank.